Have you guys ever personally had a similar discriminatory experience?
Yes, I experienced a similar discriminatory experience after I passed my medical exams and began interviewing for residency. I was told there are no doctors in America with braided hair, and since you're in a country that's not your own, you should do what you have to do to succeed. As soon as I found out I passed my medical exams, I immediately knew I had to take out my braids and relax my hair so I wouldn't be considered unprofessional.
I also had a similar experience. However, it was a voluntary practice. I had an important job interview, and Auntie Uju and one of my friends convinced me that it would be better for me to strain my natural hair.
Wow, that is very unfortunate. I'm so sorry you guys had to go through those experiences. What resulted from those experiences? Did you guys change your hair when you felt pressured to?
I had to. Life had been made hard enough by having to prepare and pass all of my medical exams over again. I needed to do what I had to do to get in my residency. I was already facing an uphill battle, and since my hair was something I could fix easily, I did it.
What about you, Ifamelu? Did you change your hair?
I did change my hair. I bought relaxer, but it barely did anything to my afro. I followed it up by going to a professional hairdresser, and she put more relaxer on. That time, it burned my scalp. I remember that after the whole process, the hairdresser complimented me on my newly straightened hair, and I will never forget her words. She said that my hair had a quote-unquote white girl swing to it. When I left the salon, I felt sad because a part of myself was killed by those chemicals. That part of my identity was gone. However, I ended up doing very well with my job interview, but I wonder if it was because my hair was straight and not in its God-given halo of hair.